Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks. Well, welcome to this how-to video. I'm Ethan McNeil, and this is my brother-in-law,
Trent Keith.
And we are both licensed realtors here in Indiana. And we thought we would go over some pointers that we thought would be helpful to somebody looking to sell their house. So I guess the first question is, Trent, what is a number one quality you would look for in hiring a realtor?
First of all, I would make sure that they didn't just get out of jail. That's probably where I would start. But beyond that, I would go into meeting them. I would meet a few realtors, interview them, and see what you think of them personally. It's just like any other process. You want to make sure that you're comfortable with them and that they're on the same page and want to take care of your needs. So what I would not do is I would not pick the cheapest realtor according to percentage. Two, I would not go with the realtor that said my house was worth the most money. And three, I would want to pick someone just like I would pick my personal investor, someone who I felt like was on my side and knew what I needed to take care of my personal needs in selling this home.
Why would you not pick the cheapest realtor, and why wouldn't you pick the one that says your house is worth the most?
Okay, I wouldn't pick the cheapest realtor on percentage-wise, because you normally get what you pay for with that. Yeah. If you pick the cheapest, they're not going to put much time into your home because they've got to turn over volume, not take care of each client. And I wouldn't pick the one that just said your house was worth the most, because if you do that, that doesn't mean that they have comps to compare to that. What you want to do is make sure that they can say, we feel like your house is worth X amount of money because here's the comps that prove everything in your area, comparable as far as size, square footage, that they have evidence to back up their numbers.
That's good.
What if I was going to say, I want to sell my house myself? What would be your opinion on that?
Well, a few things. One is research has shown that on average across America, for sale by owner houses sell for $65,000 less than houses that are sold by through realtors, which that's a big difference. And a lot of times the reason that somebody is wanting to do a for sale by owner is just because they want to save money. And it's on average proven that, that you don't actually come out on top by trying to sell your own house. Another thing is, if you're doing for sale by owner, you're going to get into contracts, you're going to get into negotiations, and realtors are trained to know how to handle negotiations and how to look for contracts, loopholes, things that other people might be trying to take advantage of their clients. And you could get into a real bind if you don't have a realtor on your side walking you through the process. What they don't realize is, say they are, let's just say a realtor says they'll charge them like 7% and to list their house and sell it. Well, that realtor doesn't actually make the full 7%. They normally split that, half, 3.5% for them, and then 3.5% to a realtor that's going to bring a buyer. So if they're doing a for sale by owner and they don't offer commission to a buyer's agent, then realtors out there that see that listing are not going to bring their buyers if there's no compensation. And if they do offer a compensation, that's even less money that they're saving by trying to sell it themselves. Talking about price, how would you go about setting a price for your house?
Okay, if I was the one selling the home, what I would do is I would start with the mindset of not thinking I know exactly what it's worth. That's a problem some people get into, is they think their house is worth more than what it actually is. Mm-hmm. So what they need to do is be open when they meet with their realtor and see what is out there that is comparable to what they have.
Yeah.
Then once they do that, they can see if it meets the guidelines of what they need in order to come out in the position they need to be once they've sold the home and go from there. So to me, the key would be workable and open to evidence of homes that's similar to yours that sold in the past.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you think?
Well, what is the issue with pricing your house for too much? What do you notice?
What we've run into with pricing your home too high is you lose a large percentage of the buyers.
Mm-hmm.
When you first list a home, if you have it listed too high, and then say 2 months down the road you drop it, the ones that looked at it to begin with and might have qualified on that lower price have either already bought, moved on, decided they're gonna do something completely different, and you lose a large percentage of who would be interested up front.
Yep, that's right.
What do you think would make your home presentable to sell?
Okay, I would say just the basics. Keep your yard mowed. There's lots of people that will drive by your house just because they see a for sale sign, and if that yard isn't mowed, I mean, that's the first thing they look at. Make sure that the cosmetics of your outside of your house look decent. Make sure that your inside of your home is clean. that's just what the buyer is going to, it's the vibe they're going to get when they walk into your house.
Yes.
And then obviously, maybe some small repairs that might need done. You got some other ideas?
Yeah, I would say, some of the basic things would be take care of your, continual maintenance, whether it be HVAC. If you haven't had that cleaned and checked in a while, you need to get that done. Any kind of filters, if you have water filters, those type of things you want to take care of. The basic items that you should have on a schedule, I would recommend getting them on that schedule before you list. That way, when people come through and see, they can tell that you are maintaining
things. Yeah, and another thing is if you have pets, make sure that you have some way to either remove the pets from the property when it's being shown, or some way to keep them contained, because you don't want pets just running loose. For one, it's not safe for the pet, and also it's not always the best presentation of your house to have a pet loose in the yard, even if the buyers are really interested in your yard or want to see out that way. So just think about how you're going to keep your pet contained during showings.
Yes, I agree with that. That's something else. There's a lot of basic things you can do. You can find out the depth of your well. A lot of people want to know how deep the well is, when it was put in originally. That does make a difference. The age of your roof. If it's been redone in the last 5 years, definitely know when that is so it can be listed. Write any updates you've had. If you've updated the kitchen, the bathroom, any of those type of things, and kind of have a list of what you know you've done to the home since you've been there, and time frames to go with that. And when you walk through your home, look at it like you were a buyer that was going to come through, and see what catches your eye. If there's something that needs fixed, if there's some touch-up paint, if there's some trim that needs installed, basic things that would catch your eye, you want to try to have taken care of before you start showing your home.
Yeah.
Was you thinking of anything else?
A lot of times the realtor will either take pictures themselves, or they'll bring in a photographer to take pictures of your house. It's important that you keep your house clean whenever there's showings, but when they're going to be taking those photos, make sure you put in extra effort to make sure that things are put away. There's no issues with the pictures, because those are what a lot of buyers are going to look at, are those pictures.
Yes, I agree with that. And the thing with the pictures are, if you have areas that maybe you don't keep up like you do the rest of the house, those are the ones you'd want to try to get prepped mm-hmm. and ready. If you go to take a picture in a bedroom and it's piled to the ceiling, uh-huh. it's really hard for people to feel like the house is in good shape by mm-hmm. seeing the pictures online if a yeah. room is piled full.
Yeah.
So
put away your laundry.
yeah.
To continually be thinking about is being workable with your realtor.
Yes.
Once you've decided on a realtor, just be responsive to them. They're doing their best to try and sell your house. Make sure you answer their phone calls, their texts, and in a timely manner so they can, you know, show your house or whatever it is they need.
Yes, that is a key. One thing you want to think about is if you're married, you figure out which is the best to contact during the day mm-hmm. so your realtor can reach you or your spouse. Yeah. And then kind of have in mind when you leave each morning, your home could have a chance to be shown that day.
Yeah.
And if you leave it unprepared, then you put off a showing for 24 hours. That mm-hmm. could really affect someone who's in town for mm-hmm. a day, that maybe they would only have one day to see it. Or maybe they're just passing through. Whatever be the case, mm-hmm. you want to try to stay prepared so your home can be shown within a few hours, if at all possible.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully that helps everyone. Get some ideas of things you can do to mm-hmm. get your house prepared. Pick a realtor.
Yep.
And if you have any questions, let us know.
And if you are in the Indiana region, we are more than happy to be your realtor. So keep us in mind.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.